When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Everybody, happy Wednesday, episode 917, part two with Coach Montz. We're going to be very excited about that. But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think we've decided on the All-Star Plus. That machine is kind of the upper top one. It's great now that you can do a lot of this stuff without the app, and you can actually, they give you a little, like an 8-inch screen. It's awesome. Touch screen. I'm super excited. It's going to be like Christmas when I get into my gym again and able to use that. Mention Coach Unplugged, they give you $350 off the Rebel, the All-Star, the CT. They won't on the home, but they'll give, make sure you know that I sent you, and they'll get you, cut you a really good deal. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Like I've said, I think it was yesterday, the day before, prices are going up end of spring early. They're either going to be, they're going to go up 20-30%, just because we're adding a lot of content. We try to keep the community small so that when you email, when you call, I am able to get on a call with you and help you in this great journey. So go over and check it out. Teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we still last. And let's get off the podcast.
It was kind of like not an overnight sensation because they had success prior year, but like going 24-4 and losing in the NESCAC championship on in double overtime to Tufts was hard, but we put Colby on the map and I'm super proud to be a part of that team. There are some differences and they just want to go in a different direction.
Right.
I wish them nothing but the best. I'm super proud of, the legacy I got to kind of leave there. I got to recruit in different states. I got to recruit New Jersey. I got to recruit, your son. I got to recruit down in the Richmond, the DC area, which was always fun. And, I'm going to miss it, but at the same time, I'm super, super thankful for what those connections have gotten me as well.
Right. One door closes, another door opens. Their facility is going to be crazy.
I try not to look at it just because it's like that fear of missing out. But at the same time, it was such a huge thing to sell the kids. And I think, if you're just, all the NESCAC schools are really like state of the art, but Colby is something
here's the funny part is Drew loved Colby. And obviously Middlebury has one that's similar to Colby's. It's a little older, but it's similar. And then his next one he liked was Bates. I go, Bates is like our basement. He goes, man, but it feels like our gym, Dad. It's like so condensed and close. And he loved Bates's gym.
We just got the top five ranking. It was the same. So we traveled to Bates and Tufts. We ended up losing to Tufts, but we played at Bates. And it was like my roommate while I was living up at Colby, Emma Taylor, she rode at Bates. And she was telling me that the weekend that we were going was a huge party weekend, a huge big thing. Everyone was back. Place was rocking. You couldn't hear a thing. Like,
John's such a guy. I had John on my podcast. John's a great guy. I had him.
It was such a cool environment to be a part of. luckily we got out of there with a win, but it was like, it was right down the street. We had people from Colby come and make the trip. And I say right down the street as being in like probably about an hour, almost two hours. But, you know, it was such a cool environment. And then we go to Tufts and like, we had a lot of kids from Massachusetts. So, and like their families and friends came. So it felt like a home game. But yeah, those, you know, the NESCAC schools are one of a kind. And I, you know, looking on the, like outside looking in, I was always jealous because it's like, and you always played up to the NESCAC games because that was a huge win on your schedule if you were able to beat them.
Right.
You had, you know, you played your best because you knew that three or four teams are going to make the tournament every year. So then when I was in the NESCAC, I realized that like we were getting everybody's best. So it was weird looking inside, looking out, like all these teams that were, you know, this is their Super Bowl. So like right. Being a part of that, being a part of both crowds was really was
and the
really
funny something. Part is I see the NASTECs and then I see our in Wisconsin, we probably have one of the best Division III leagues mm-hmm. in the whole country with the
We talk about facilities. Listen, I applied to I forgot which Wisconsin school, no shot of getting it. But I was just like right. looking at them, I'm like thinking of myself as a recruiter, as a guy who loves recruiting, I'm like, I could sell this school to anybody.
Oh yeah. The problem is we don't have any D2s in our state, so they don't leave. So it's like, and you know, look at Bo Ryan was at Platteville and won a bunch of national titles and Dick Bennett was at Stevens Point. And you know, all these D1 guys started in the WEAC, which is like crazy.
Well, I good. Saw that like my buddy, Shane Loffler, who's the assistant at Swarthmore. They lost the national championship to Oshkosh. And I was like watching the game. And like the center for Oshkosh was like a Division I track recruit for Wisconsin. And I'm like, how did he like,
right. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. How did that happen? It's crazy. It's crazy. So when you went out, so this, I've asked a bunch of coaches this, when you go to those like jamborees, how do like, it's different doing like the Ivy ones. Cause it's a smaller group from, especially the Dartmouth one was definitely smaller, but how do you differentiate when you
super
have
super hot in that gym?
As a Dartmouth grad, man, that place is like a oh my god. And my guy tore his Achilles, so he's going to Loyola next year for his fifth year.
Okay,
but you know he loved Dartmouth; it was great. Anyway, but how do you differentiate? Like, I can pick out the best players in the gym. That's what I always do. Like, I saw a couple NASDAQ guys that won a suburban Chicago one, but there's literally like 600 kids there. How do you pick out, you know, cause you're not going after number one. Cause number one's going to like the Paul, like you got to get number like 37. I mean, how do you do that? That's going to be so hard to differentiate.
So we always, you know, at least for me, I always go with the connections. I go with whatever type of connection I have, or I feel like I can have with the coach, with the program. Like if there's a team from New York and I see a kid's from Staten Island, I'm immediately going to go after the coach or go after him.
Right.
Like I look for a lot of schools look for, you know, what's in the area. Being at Colby, yeah. We recruit nationwide. So like we had to look for, you know,
the problem with Colby is you're dealing with here's your piece of pie. You're dealing mm-hmm. literally with, can you get in?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's one of those things you get to be selective, but like we had a kid, Dean Weiner, who is from New Jersey. So I looked at the New Jersey Panthers, who was a team on the Hoop Group League. And one of my good friends who I worked camps with, Anwar King, was coaching with the New Jersey Panthers. And they were playing like, you know, they were playing on the nice courts, you know, big spotlight. And I was like, okay, they have a kid going, you know, getting looked at who now plays at Wake Forest. I was looking at the bench. I'm like, all right, who do you think like, you know, could be me? And I texted him. I'm like, who should I look at? He's like, look at this kid, Lucas Green, you know, a couple kids, Lucas Green being the kid who's actually at Colby this year. It's like, okay. So I made that connection. I was able to talk to him. You know, he went to the camp. So I was able to kind of build that relationship with him. So I really just based it off of like my connections with people. Obviously, you have to go after the kids with the highest grades, you know, because in the NESCAC you can compete, but you go with like the connections. Like when I was at Keene State, I went with connections of, you know, who I knew in New England. If I knew somebody who played there or played for that program or played for that AAU coach, hey, I know this person. That's how we get the conversation going. So it lets them know that, like, you know, we're not just there as like salesmen and we're just only wanting one thing. It's like, you know, I feel like I have good relationships with the AAU coaches that I have. And obviously this year being out of college coaching, you don't talk to them as much. And now being an AAU coach, I'm kind of like, I don't want that, you know, they're not going to tell me their secrets. Cause like, you know,
right.
We might be competing for the same
and
kids.
So where are you coaching this year?
So I'm not coaching on any programs right now, but okay. I am an assistant coach assistant player development for any six. They're out of the Under Armour circuit, New England six. Had a lot of success last year or 2 years ago on the circuit. What used to be CBC, Connecticut Basketball Club, guys like Andre Drummond and Chris Dunn played for them.
Yep.
I played against them. That was easily the most terrifying duo that I had to play in AAU by far.
Right.
But they rebranded under Chris Sparks. He used to be the coach of Wilbraham Munson. And you know, I kind of jumped on board. I was just kind of helping out, trying to take advantage of the fact that they have New England kids. We can recruit, you know, be that connection.
Right.
But I've taken more of a role. I'm the director of social media. But I'm going to be helping out the 15s and 17s this year. You know, I'm not necessarily like, I understand that there's not places hiring and, you know, to be honest with us.
The problem is, I mean, I have to hire for my job, for my program. I got to hire a freshman coach and a JV coach and I can't hire. Like, I'm on a hire freeze. Everybody's on a hire freeze. Like, so you can't hire anybody. It's like crazy.
Getting back into college athletics is a challenge, but I'm betting on myself. Like how we talked about earlier, but I'm betting on myself and I'm trusting, you know, people that I have in my corner to help right. me and, you know, the knowledge that I know and connect with people. And, but yeah, I'm just focused on AAU. We're hoping that we didn't have one. We're like one of the only, felt like we're only teams in New England that didn't play, you know, with all these rules and restrictions just because we wanted to be safe.
Right. From the stats teacher and me, I think by spring, summer, you'll be okay. You might have to wear a mask in and there'll be some restrictions, but the kids are going to be able to play by then, I think.
We're expecting to travel and to play. And I mean, 2 years ago, we were top five in the country on the D1 circuit board. I mean, we had, you know, all of our players went off to play college basketball. You know, all of them got scholarships as well. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's different. It's really different, especially.
I think it's going to give you a better perspective when you get back to the college game. I really do. I do.
And, you know, it's a way for me to, you know, and I tell this to the kids. I, you know, when I train them and I get in the gym, I'm like, listen, you guys are my program. I'm treating you like we were watching film. And I took a lot of film and clips from my days at Colby and I showed it to them. I'm like, this is what we did. This is what I'm trying to do. And I treated it like my program. I'm making recruiting calls. I'm organizing files. I'm organizing uniforms. And obviously it's a lot smaller spectrum, but you know, whatever chance I get to be around hoops, I'll take.
Right.
You know,
at some point you want to be ahead. Let's say you wanted to be a head coach at Division III. It's better to be the assistant for, because you want to know how the sausage is made. Like, mm-hmm. So this with working in AAU too, it's like all of a sudden now you're recruiting in that world. Well, you know how that world kind of, I mean, until you actually do it, you know it better. I agree.
And I think like having that, you know, not to cut you off, coming from college, I'm able to kind of tell kids, this is what they're thinking. This is how you kind of should respond.
Right.
Like I had we played one tournament in Delaware and one of our kids was talking to Fairfield and he didn't really know what to say. I'm like, this is what you know, I didn't necessarily talk for him, but I'm like, speak, you know, be honest, but like be direct, be, you know, make sure that you're, you know, using full sentences. You're not abbreviating things. You know, you're professional about it. You're right. Showing that you're interested, you know, be honest with them. So I feel like it allows me to kind of give them an insight of this is what college coaches are thinking. This is what we're doing. You know, and it's just a way to connect with kids. And
also,
you know,
You have street cred. Like
I get called my son by all of the kids. And it's funny because it's just like, it's just so much more relaxed. They call me by my first name. They don't call me Coach Mons or Coach. It's just Jordan. And it's like, I can't really, you know, I don't spend that much time with them, but I'm always, you know, I'm always checking in and it's just nice to kind of like, plus I'm, you know, I'm fairly young age. I'm relatively like I have to like make myself not sound so old. Cause like, I don't necessarily listen to the same music as they do.
Right.
But I have to do that. I have to do that when I'm in the car with them.
Yeah. Like you, when you start getting your TikTok, then we'll talk.
Listen, I that's the one thing I haven't done. I give you a lot of credit for being on it. I can't do it.
I just do it. I literally got on it when the pandemic started because I wanted to make them laugh. I knew they'd laugh at me. They're not laughing with me. They're laughing at me, which is fine. I just was trying to, you know, make light of a horrible situation. Is there a coaching moment that you think you learned a lot from? Like something, a failure, a success, something?
So I have two stories. One's a funny one. One's, you know, obviously to really more answer your question. I guess I'll go with the serious one first. For me, it's learning that it's more than just basketball. It's more than just basketball, especially in the college one, when you're investing your time, you're investing your program into these kids and realizing that, you know, they're not just athletes, you know, they're student athletes there, they have personal stuff going on. My players got into a tussle on a Saturday night, and there are situations where I had to go and be there for them. It was super late. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to make sure they're all right. The police were called. I was, you know, their chap. I was their parent, making sure that I was there for them. But there's also a situation where, you know, I had.
Hey everybody, hope you're enjoying the podcast. I'm going to do a big shout out to our two other podcasts, High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. I do talk about them often, but I don't give them a spotlight. They are great. High School Hoops talks weekly. We talk about kind of what you're going through. Like we've been doing a lot of COVID right now because that's where we are and what happened with that and how we're reacting to it. And Teacher Side Gig is teachers kind of looking at themselves and how they can make a little extra money on the side. And yeah, it's just me giving back to a little bit to all the teachers out there that I know have to do that. So also subscribe and like this podcast and go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
A player who's actually the first kid I ever recruited, his name is Jalen Best Payton. Jalen Best Payton out of Waldorf, Maryland. He has a heart condition. So I was able to relate to him a lot because I had my mom who has a heart condition. He had to be rushed to the hospital.
Okay.
And he also played lacrosse at Bethany. And they were in a game, so they couldn't go. So I got a call, hey, Jalen's at the hospital. So I went and I was there for him. And I realized it was, you know, it's just like, it's a lesson learned that it's more than just basketball. It's you're spending so much time with them, you know, that they're going through what you're going through. And that was the biggest lesson I learned is that like, you know, they're going through similar things that you probably went through. And I always ask myself like, or tell myself, I want to be able to be that person that I wanted to be there for. Or I wanted a coach to be there for me. So that's something that like, you know, is the lesson I learned. And then the funny lesson I learned is always make sure you have your GPS on. We were playing at a school called Westminster. And apparently there's more than one Westminster school. There's one in Pennsylvania and there's like one in Utah. And I don't know where the other one is. So I call the pizza place. I said, hey, the game ends at 5. Can you be there for 5:30? I said, okay. So they call, the game ends. We end up losing. It's not a good feeling. I call the pizza place. I'm like, hey, are you guys on your way? They're like, oh no, we still have 3 hours left. I said, wait, what? And apparently I called the place. They're like, yeah, this is the Westminster in Utah. And I'm like, oh boy. Like it is a lesson learned as far as making sure you know where you are, making sure you have everything checked out before you kind of pull the trigger on something.
Before you do that, that's funny. I think I want to dive into that for a second too, is what you were saying before is from an old dog, it's so much more than X's and O's. And X's and O's are important, but if you're going to get them to go to battle for you, they gotta love you so that when you're hard on them, they know you still love them. It's like parenting 101, you know. When you yell at them, they know that they still have a bed and they're still going to get fed, and you're just being hard on them at that point. All right. What's the biggest change you've seen since you play? You seen any changes in the last four or five years?
The use of social media, in my opinion, the use of cameramen, the use of film. Everyone has a highlight tape. I feel like now when I was younger, when I was playing, you had to be really elite, like scholarship bound to get a highlight tape, unless you had somebody that could make it on your own. But everyone has film, and that's something I've learned. It's like, you know, just if I want to find some clips, it's check Twitter, check Instagram, whether or not they actually have like real film. You know, and it's not like they're standing on the free throw line and they're doing layup lines. And
here's the problem I have with film. And this is what I would do as a recruiter. It's like, I can literally make you look like Michael Jordan if I clip the film the right way. Like, seriously, it's like, I want to see game film. Like, I want to see running up and down the court and playing. I get it. It's probably a sifting. Film is a sifting part. I get that part of it. But come on, like, I don't know. They're everywhere. Like, some of these kids, it's like, I see their clip and then I scout them. It's like, we don't even have to guard that kid. What are you, like, seriously?
We know that they're going to make their free throws, if anything.
Yes.
There's a guy, his name's Dan Reyes. They call him Dan from the field. And he's one of the best in the area. And almost every kid on the high school program has a film from him. And now being an AAU and trying to send out film to college coaches, that's all some of my kids have is highlight tapes from Dan. And I said, Dan, I know you can make anybody look good, but like, we got to kind of break it down a little bit. And I tell the kids, I'm like, I can't just have a Dan from the field, like you looking great. I can't just send that to a college coach. I need like actual film, you know? Right. And, you know, but I tell you what, if I was a player, I'd tell you to take advantage, but I know that like, I didn't have film growing, you know,
right.
Playing.
And the thing is, and I could tell you from stuff we sent with Drew and stuff, it's like every coach would basically say, send me a couple games. Like, mm-hmm. I can watch that. And then it's like, all right, let me see him run up and down the court and defending. You know,
like, yeah. Dan is like, Dan's one, like I said, shout out to Dan from the field. He's one of the best in the area. So it's a good, like, little appetizer.
Yeah.
If you go into more, but if you don't have anything else to kind of send for film, you know, and I've watched tapes where it's like kids are on their phone and the camera just moves sideways at one point. And I'm like, you know, like what is going on? So.
I love that. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We'll end with what we refer to as rapid fire. So I'm going to ask you a question. Some of the questions are very quick. Some of them, as I call it, rapid fire, but some of them are take a little bit longer. What's your favorite type of basketball that you play with, your favorite brand of basketball?
Definitely Wilson. Okay. Compact, what the college game uses.
Okay. One word to describe your ideal player. One word.
Is it can have a hyphen?
It can have a hyphen. I'll give you a hyphen. I'll give you more than one word if you want, but
big guard. That's my favorite word to use as far as somebody.
You go to one sporting event in the world, what would it be?
Super Bowl.
Favorite pregame meal?
As a player, chicken parm. Chicken parmesan grinder.
Okay. What does your game day look like?
As a player
or as a coach? Either one.
Because you're
on the younger side of coaches I interview. Do player, because most coaches will walk through their day and they're very similar. So player. What was your game day like as a player?
It's make sure I get breakfast. Try and go over the scouting report a little bit. Brush up on what I need to know if I have a certain man I'm guarding. Make sure I'm chugging as much water as possible throughout the day. Go to shoot around, go back, take a shower. I don't know how other players are, but I like to, you know, at least like feel like, you know, feel good before I go and play.
Right.
Get to the training room probably about 2 hours before, get some shots up on my own if I can, stretch out, you know, go back, do dynamic with the team, go over the game plan and, you know, play the game.
Okay. One thing you do to relax.
Nap, power naps.
Coach K does that. You know that?
Power naps. I feel like I'm the king at between 15 and 30 minutes.
No, I'm the king of power naps. Trust me. I won't go to bed till 2 o'clock because I had a power nap about 2 hours. I'm telling you, it breaks your day up. I get up relatively early and then mid to late afternoon, take a power nap. Boom. It breaks your day up and it's like 2 days. I get 2 days.
As a coach, my pregame thing is we go to shoot around and they'd all want to talk. I'd rush home. I need a shower and nap.
Yep. Coach K does that because he says he's the sharpest in the morning. Like, think about when you wake up in the morning, you're the sharpest after you wake up. He always, Coach K, so you're like Coach K, always takes it on. One coaching technique that you consider is important.
One coaching technique? I think being relatable. I think relating to your audience. If you have a group of younger guys, it's relating to the favorite players. Like when you're training kids, you know, if you're doing a move, you use people that use that move. Like I work on a lot of ball screen stuff. Kyrie Irving's great at ball screen stuff. So that's why I refer to it's relating to your audience. I guess I don't know if that's considered a technique or not.
That's perfect. Describe your perfect player in 5 words.
Perfect player in 5 words. Versatile, shooter, lockdown defender, if I can use that as one. Dog, passionate.
Okay.
You got to have passion. You got to have passion.
You
got to have passion.
You got to love the thing. Best basketball player you have seen in person?
I've seen in person. I got to watch LeBron score 38 on the Celtics in game 3 of the 2010 playoffs.
Okay. I'll give you LeBron. He's pretty good. Best basketball player of all time.
I mean, my name's Jordan. I'm named after the GOAT. It's Michael Jordan. Got to.
He's winning. It's so hard to compare across, like, you know, Bill Russell. It's so hard generationally to compare. Like,
I'm upset I'm not older to kind of really experience. I was young, you know, 94 baby, where it's like, I was born when he wasn't in the league. And then I wasn't old enough to when he went for that final 3-point. Thank God for the Last Dance. Cause you know, but yeah,
he was so good. He was like, it was just, most used basketball resource,
Twitter.
Okay. Teach one skill. If you could only teach one skill, what would that skill be?
Shooting off screens.
I like that. Shot clock, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many games I've gone to where there is no shot clock and it is the worst thing ever. I get home pretty quickly, but it's the worst thing ever.
Okay. If you could change one thing, what would you change?
This pandemic to be over.
Thank you. Yes. Best game you've seen in person?
Best game I've seen in person? Triple overtime game between Colby and Bates in the NESCAC, the 2019 NESCAC quarterfinals.
That was a crazy game. I watched that on Synergy. It was crazy.
And I wasn't even playing.
I know. I coached in a triple overtime. We won a state championship in triple overtime. Like the last game of the season in triple overtime. I didn't play in it. It felt like I played in it.
At some point you kind of just stop coaching. You're just like, you're just going to have to find a way to win. So.
Let's go. Well, yes. Yeah. Well, there was a whole, I'll send you a clip of that one. That's a crazy, do you have a favorite quote or saying?
Repetition is the key to learning, Ed Watkins.
Okay. One word to describe your coaching style.
Relatable.
Best basketball coach of all time.
Phil Jackson.
That is the first Phil Jackson vote that I've gotten, which is crazy to me.
I mean, like I was going to say, you know, to be honest, I'm a North Carolina fan, you know, like I said, named Jordan after the GOAT, went to UNC. So you naturally just become a North Carolina fan. I love Coach K, but we're going to talk rings. You got to go Phil.
I mean, there's so many good ones. Like, I mean, yeah, anyway. So that's good. I'm glad he got a vote. Best team of all time.
The 2014-2015 Regis College men's basketball team.
There you go. I love that. I love that. Jump ball, keep it or get rid of it?
Keep it.
Okay. One book
you recommend. I wish the college would go to how the NBA is.
My only issue with this, I'm going to go on my soapbox for 30 seconds, is it's so stupid to have it in a high school when they do it once a game. Like, you throw it up at the beginning of the game and then it's alternating. Just give the visiting team the damn ball. Because the guy was an accountant 2 hours ago and now he's coming and throwing the ball up. Like, the tosses are horrible. That's the only reason I bring it up. I agree. If you're going to have it. Like the NBA, let's go. Throw it up. Let's go. One book you'd recommend?
I just finished reading Undertaker's Son. by by Digger Phelps, the old Notre Dame coach. Life Lessons from a Coach. Very good book, talks about his life. Has some key gems in there that I've taken with me and that I talk about, you know, when I talk about with my buddies. But yeah, Undertaker's Son by Digger Phelps.
Okay. All right. Last question I always ask, one bit of advice you'd give someone.
Bet on yourself.
I think that's, I was going to say, you already kind of said it, but yes, bet on yourself. I think that's awesome.
Bet on yourself. Stay true to yourself. You know, you control, you know, you have the power to control your own destiny, who you connect with, who you talk to, how much you talk to them, how much you want to know, how much you're willing to know, you know, and always stay true to yourself. Make sure that, you know, you're following what you believe in, you know, because at the end of the day, it's, you know, you're by yourself. So bet on yourself is what I'd have to, the advice I'd give.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Coach, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.